Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily, first thing before you do any other thing. If you need to set your alarm clock to wake you up, do so. You will soon get used to waking up at the set time. Welcome also to Monday, the 24th day in March 2025. As usual, open your hand to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. The Lord is your shepherd. He will not allow your foot to be moved. Psalm 37 verse 23 says, the steps of a good man, they are ordered by God. Also Psalm 66 verse 9 says, he shall not suffer your feet to be moved. I prophesy, God will guide your path this week. You will walk into waiting miracles and unsolicited help. A long-expected miracle shall drop for you. If you can do this, please do so. Anoint the sole of your feet and your legs today before you go out. I prophesy, your legs will take you to the right places this week. It shall be so. It is your week of supernatural accomplishment. Who is this? God shall restore your wasted years. Your lost opportunities shall come back and your mistakes shall be turned to miracle. Barriers before you shall be supernaturally removed. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 10 says, concerning you, they shall take counsel together, it shall come to naught. They shall speak against you, it shall not stand, because God is with you. Everyone, lay your right hand on your chest, on your heart. Say this with me, God is with me. Say it, let your ears hear it. I cannot fail. Holy Spirit of God is in me. I shall be divinely guarded. God's presence is on me. I cannot be conquered or destroyed. Same for my children, my family, and my business concern. Everything that has my name connected is supernaturally preserved in Jesus' name. Remove your hand. Someone is listening to me with a non-functioning part of your body system or organ. When I say someone, it could be hundreds or thousands across the world. I am led to pray for someone with a dysfunctional part of your body system. Maybe it's your finger, one or two, or even your hand, an eye not seeing well or properly, an ear with a hearing challenge. A man have a problem with your manhood, no more gaining erection, no more functional. So you can no longer have intimacy with your wife anymore. Partial stroke, you've lost your voice, I'm hearing. Pray for anyone with a non-functioning part of the body system. If a part of your body is numbness, you have no feelings in that part of your body anymore, you are also included. Lay hand or touch that part of your body. If hand can be laid there, lay the anointed mantle, if you have it around you, and let me pray. I prophesy, receive God's touch in that part of your body system. Receive life back. Receive strength back there. Receive the touch of God in Jesus' name. I prophesy, dry bones, rise again. Dry bones, rise again. Blood, flow back there. Healings, take place. Start functioning normally. Dysfunctionality canceled. Functionality restored in Jesus' name. It has happened. Check it. Move the finger. Move your hand. Move your leg. Try to see, to talk, to hear. Manhood power restored now. Test it out later when it is convenient. You shall all return with testimonies in Jesus' name. March 24, celebrant, receive your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. God will give you special birthday gift and stir up heart of good people that shall bless you with gift and money for your birthday. Happy birthday. Right? This whole week is here for insightful practical teachings and situations that listeners are sending in. Let's learn and apply. First one today. Good morning, sir. I'm a 19-year-old boy in government university. I have been a good follower of Femi Emmanuel since my childhood days, and it has massively transformed me. I really have passion for academics and at the same time intentional about finances. So, Daddy, as your 19-year-old son, what are the financial plans or investment you think I can make because I don't just want to keep saving the money without investment. Wow. I like you. I celebrate this, my son. Following me since childhood, you can see what hearing the right thing can do for young people. He is already saving up money and thinking investment at 19. All parents, please connect your children to TPGF right from their infancy when they are growing up. He has been following me maybe from the radio days. Surely, he will end up a great entrepreneur and investor. However, my son, one thing at a time. Make a huge success of your university education first, depending on how much you have saved up. Put it in a fixed deposit account with interest, high interest yielding. The commission might not be much, but at least something will be coming on top of it for you. And it will be growing as you also grow. There are other investments, but will involve your time, and you should not be distracted from your education now. After your youth service, yeah, talk to me again. When I know how much capital you have, we will advise you better. Listeners, you see, a 19-year-old boy, have no savings. What about you? Answer it to yourself. Next, I'm a divorcee of 50 years of age with a son who is also with me. I want to buy a piece of land in my hometown and build a house because I don't want insult from my brother's wife in future. I'm still believing God for my God-ordained husband. Is it a right thing to do, or I should wait for God to give me my life partner first? Daddy, please answer me. Wow. If you are able to buy and build a house, go ahead. At 50 and a widow, whoever God is bringing your way will certainly not be a young folk. He will be mature enough to accept you with who you are and what you have, if it's truly God sent. Owning a house at this age will not scare away the right God sent suitor, if that is your concern. Next, good day, Daddy. I got your response to my question. But what I mean, being on the same altar with me, that is that she is the choir leader while I am a minister too, in case this could be taken along with the response as Daddy requested. Thank you, sir. Wow. Okay, it's clearer now. Well, the earlier counsel is still okay. Do as I have counseled you. Have your facts, and then she should be ready to make the same confession to the church elders or the senior pastor, who should be able to do the right thing by confronting this offending man with hard facts and put the problems behind you. Next, good morning, sir. My contribution concerning the man that made a vow or a pledge to God in a church where the pastor is now dead and the church closed up, I advise he pays the vow to the late pastor's wife unless the pastor had no wife or children. Wow. When vows are made to God, it should not be paid to man, dead or alive. So the earlier counsel I gave still stands. Next, good morning, sir. Daddy did not treat my question. I'm eagerly waiting to hear from Daddy. Most of our church members are leaving because of what our GO's wife is doing. Please, Daddy, what should I do concerning this? I'm resending this question again. Wow. I thought I have responded to this issue. Please hear this, Christians and members in different churches. You should exercise great caution and wisdom in dealing with your general overseers and the general overseers' wives on issues like this. It is difficult for a member to confront his or her GO or the GO's wife. In a well-structured church, the GO and his wives are supposed to be like the father and mother to the whole congregation. So confronting them is very, very dangerous. So be very cautious. If you are so concerned, then talk to one or two elders close to them, except you are very close to the GO's family, and they will not take it in another way. People are leaving the church for so and so and so reasons. Be sure of your fact. Never let your GO or your GO's wife have issues with you. pray more for them. God will give you the wisdom. Listeners, rebroadcast it to your contact. Do so daily. Join me on live broadcast later this evening, 8 to 9 p.m. Nigeria time. Don't miss it. Our first national and international ministers conference is counting down. Date, Wednesday, April 2, 10 a.m. Venue is Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja Center. It is interdenominational. It is for all. All ministers in Lagos, come to Allen Avenue, Ikeja. April 2, Wednesday, from 10 a.m. Buses shall be arranged for ministers coming from Abeokuta, Ogun State, Ibadan, Oyo State. But you need to send an SMS, a chat, or a call to book your seat. Ministers from Ogun State, this is the number, 0802-779-63376. Ministers from Ibadan and Oyo State, 0806-928-6662. Do so now. It shall be live streamed. So join from all over the world. It's interdenominational, it's international. Collection of tickets for palliative went so well last Saturday in Dominion City, Ibadan Center. Collection of the palliatives will come up this Friday, 10 a.m. As announced, only those who have tickets will be allowed to come in. When the Ibadan Center is over, we will announce dates for the other centers in Lagos, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, etc. I bless God for those making the donations so that we can do more. Do as God lays in your heart. Don't compromise your tithe, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 3333. We are sowing and we are adding this month. Many people are doing theirs. Testimonies are coming. Do your own. And now, money for welfare, if God is laying that in your hand. Everybody, open your heart and let me pray for you again. The Lord bless your life. Bless your rebroadcasting this message. Bless your evangelism. Bless your contribution to palliative. Bless your tithe and your seed. Bless your life. This is your week. Something wonderful in righteousness will happen for you. You will close this week with a big testimony. What God cannot do does not exist. God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.